Welcome to the Farmer's Voice. I'm Alan Watts with Kentucky Farm Bureau. Today we visit with Gary Kennett from Russell County, who is a farmer in Russell County, also a former farm broadcaster from Illinois. Gary, tell us a little bit about your farming operation.
At 68 years old, I think I came out farming. My grandma and grandpa actually were from Casey County, Kentucky, and farmed down here for about 6 years and then moved to East Central Illinois in the Rossville, Illinois area, which would be just about 85 miles straight west of Indianapolis. And they started farming up there and sharecropping in Illinois. And dad was born and so on and so on. And it grew and grew. And at one time, dad and I, besides having cattle and a nice cattle operation, we had 225 sows. We were farming between 3,800 and 4,000 acres of corn, soybeans, sweet corn back in those days in the 60s and 70s, and, you know, hacking out a good life on the dirt.
And nothing like that. Now, you're in Kentucky now, too. You still farm some in Illinois, but Kentucky,
yes,
how'd you get to Kentucky?
I'll tell you what, we had always loved coming down here. It's kind of the history with Grandma and Grandpa coming down. We like coming down through Casey County, Dunnville, Liberty area, all through there, and we ended up with a little place on the lake and decided that as the farms got much, much larger in Illinois, it's gotten to where 850 acres of crop ground like we have up there now, I'm more or less considered a gardener. We have a lot of farms up there in our area in Vermilion, Champaign County, Illinois, that are in the neighborhood of 8,000, 4,000, 9,000. We even have a couple of farmers that are up in the 15,000 to 20,000 acre range. So we decided to slow down a little bit. We did. We've got an operation up there, about 846 acres now, corn and soybeans only, and no livestock anymore. We enjoy going up in the spring and putting it in, and in the fall going up and taking it out and then coming back and settling into Russell County, Kentucky, which has just absolutely treated us like gold.
What do you do in Russell County? What's your farming in Russell County now?
Well, I'll tell you what, we are a part of agriculture in Russell County. Probably the highlight is I get to help some of the other farmers around the area from time to time take their corn and beans out. I love running a combine, and it makes my day when I can do that. But we also own Kennett Logging and Timber Appraisal, and of course, timber is a big agricultural commodity here in Kentucky. It's unbelievable, and I had put some statistics together. I mean, we're in the top three hardwood productions in the U.S., and we're number one in the South in sawlog and veneer production here in the state of Kentucky, and a lot of that comes out of Russell County. So we do that, and we've got a welding and radiator business, and I like to see the farmers pull in. I don't like to see them broke down, but we do a lot of radiators on combines and tractors and get to visit and pick their brains on how their operations are going, how big they are, how little they are, and if they feel like they're being profitable. And that's a good thing right now, to be profitable.
You know, Gary, I think that's so important. The service side of agriculture is critical. People sometimes overlook that, but if farmers, if you weren't there for the farmers and doing what you're doing, the logging and the welding and radiator shop, I mean, that's a huge part of agriculture right there.
Oh, it is. I mean, if you think about it, the tractor doesn't run if you can't keep it cool. You can't pull an implement if the tongue's broke off. And I'll tell you what, we do a lot of both of those, and the farmers down here in Russell County, Pulaski County, Clinton, Casey County, Adair County, they really work hard to watch their bottom line. They work hard to make sure they keep their equipment up. And boy, when something breaks and they need it, that's where I feel pretty fortunate that they give me a call and I can get in there, get it done, and get them back in the field and get them moving again. And that's a good part of being a part of agriculture.
Let's reflect on your farm broadcasting days. Tell me a little bit about the career you had in farm broadcasting one time, what you did there.
Well, I'll tell you what, we were at a station, WIAI, in Danville, Illinois, 50,000 watt, and I had never broadcasted a day in my life, and walked in and took an interview, and told them I thought I could bring something on board that was unusual and different. And we did things, started out doing things like round table discussions out on the farm with six or seven farmers around the table and get their opinions on what they think's going on with the politics and the selling and buying of commodities and things of that nature. Then we started doing a lot of interviews with secretaries of agriculture. One of my favorite all time was Clayton Yeider, who was Secretary of Agriculture, and I was online with him and did interviews similar to you and I for several years with him. Mitch McConnell, I've interviewed Mitch several times on issues that are taking place in Kentucky, and I think that's what farm broadcasters do the best. We're not centered on just Illinois, just Indiana, just Kentucky. I think our job is to reach out and get information and provide it to our fellow farmers on every kind of topic we can get and show both sides of it, the pluses and even the minuses. And I did it for 17 years, and I truly loved it. Met some of the nicest people in the world, like yourself, at our local conventions, and shared stories, learned how to better inform our farmers as to what's going on, whether it be corn and beans, hogs, poultry, broilers, turkey, you know, even the timber industry. You know, what we can do, what we put out over the air is what farmers take in as information to better equip themselves for the following day.
So important there for sure. Well, tell me about how you've gotten involved in your community there in Russell County.
Well, we just, you know, we moved down here and my wife decided, you know, we need to stay down here. So I just kind of followed her lead, and we set up and we got in the timber industry, and we started our own logging business and timber appraisal business. And when the housing market boomed, we sold one house, moved to another, and my wife said, you know, you need to get back in the radiator business. You may get too old to pack a chainsaw one day. And so we opened up our radiator shop. We threw a couple welders in there, and you know what? It took off, and it's kind of like farming. Once you get into it, you just continue to grow, and that's what we did. And Russell County has just been so good to us and kept us informed on how we could make changes and how we could improve our businesses. And the farmers are the same way. They've been very outgoing with us and helping us out and establishing our business and kind of keeping us in check and part of the community.
You guys had a chance to get involved in some organizations there in Russell County?
You know what? I'm a proud member of the Farm Bureau, and I think that is a big thing, because organizations are important. No matter what it is, you need to be a part of an organization, and like our Farm Bureau here locally, very active. I'm going to work with our local Farm Bureau man and see if we can't get this Ag in the Classroom flying high. I had, as a farm broadcaster, Ag in the Classroom. I brought it to the inner city of Danville, Illinois. And at one time, we were growing everything in hallways in Cannon School in Danville, Illinois, from tobacco to peanuts to corn to hatching out baby chicks in the kindergarten and first grade room, and educating kids on when they go to the grocery store. It just didn't appear there. It took several people to do it, whether it was our cattle producers and pork producers and poultry producers in the meat section, or if it was our corn and soybean farmers providing so many products that you see corn and soybeans in our grocery stores. So, yeah, we're going to get involved more and more as we stay here in the county, because there's a lot of opportunity.
Gary, you know, obviously this is a stressful time in agriculture at this time. What are some of your big struggles in your part of agriculture that you're involved in?
Well, I think right now it's like the timber business is probably our biggest business, but it's just like our cattle producers and our corn and soybean farmers. You're up 10 cents one day, you're off 20 cents the next. It's being competitive, but yet we're all in it together with your fellow loggers, cattlemen. We all have to get together And I think the biggest thing is just staying on top of that darn bottom line, knowing what it's costing you to go into the woods or go to the field with fuel usage, your own personal labor, any labor you have added extra, fertilizer, chemical, all my lands. The list goes on what it takes to operate in every different aspect of farming right now. It's just unbelievable.
What do you enjoy the most about agriculture, Gary? What's your real passion there?
You know what? I think if you look at farming, and I think every farmer will say that, oh, it's a rough life. It's a rough life. And it can be. But I'll tell you what, it's the best life you could ever have. It's an independence that is, I don't think there's a word big enough to say how independent a farmer is. And the more he thinks about it, the deeper it gets. It's just, it's a feeling of freedom. It's a feeling of accomplishment when you think, well, like here in Kentucky, we've got 120 counties, all different here in Kentucky. Every county is different in the state of Kentucky. And if I'm not mistaken, and I think I'm going to be pretty much on target here, there were 74,100 farm operations as of 2021 in Kentucky. And you know those 74,100 farmers are all different. They're all different, but they all have the same goal. They love to sit back at night, and it's been a long, hard day planting, a long, hard day harvesting, feeding cattle, feeding hogs, poultry. But at the end of the day, it's a satisfaction that there's not a word big enough to say, I did this not only for me and my family, but for the whole United States and in many instances, the whole world. Because America's farmers, Kentucky farmers, we actually help contribute and feed millions and millions of people every day. And that's something to feel good about.
Our guest today on The Farmer's Voice, Gary Kennett from Russell County. I'm Alan Watts for Kentucky Farm Bureau.